we have a few people asking about the connection between insulin resistance and laminitis. Can you expand a little bit on that and how they can go hand in hand?
So there's some very good evidence that we've learned probably in the last 15 years that insulin itself directly causes laminitis. So you can take a perfectly normal animal, and if it gets delivered high concentrations of insulin, within 12 hours, you can start to see changes in the feet. And by 3 days, they're actually sore-footed. And so we know that insulin directly causes the change of laminitis. What we don't know yet is exactly how it happens mechanistically in the foot. It's beyond the scope of this conversation to go into all the details about all the receptors that are there and not there. So we don't know exactly what it's doing, but we know that it is insulin that directly causes the laminitis in the feet.